You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
All right, here's what we got going on here. Me and Emerson will wrap things up 4 minutes, and then we'll bring in Alexis Downey to spend some time with Emerson on our postgame show. And by the way, we want you to know you can text 714-940-2950. If you have any questions about what we just witnessed here, you can get them answered on the postgame show. So 714-940-2950, the number to call. Emerson will be with Alexis to answer some of those questions. But right now we'll do, again, about a four-minute little segment, and then Emerson will be joined by Alexis Downey. This was a pretty entertaining game. We saw a lot of good things, but just fell a little short, didn't we?
Yeah, we really did, and I'll just kind of go through some of a short little recap here. I'll start with the team that won, the visiting squad, the Dallas Stars, Roope Hintz, who I thought had a pretty lights-out game, in particular the second period through the remainder of the hockey game. Four shots on net he finished with. Obviously, he scored on one of them, and he really started moving his feet and just being an overall impact player there the last two periods. And then none other than Matt Duchene went 7-1 in the faceoff circle, 88%. And some big-time faceoff players on both teams. And moving on to the hometown team, Anaheim Ducks, Ryan Strome finished with four shots, along with Troy Terry, who, of course, got one early on. Going back to Ryan Strome, he was 3-3 for 50% in the faceoff circle. And Beaugrou with three hits to finish off a strong performance for him. And not a ton of ice time, total on ice for Beaugrou. He finished with 10-19. But, you know, for those stretches he was on, he was a pretty good impact player. Long story short, Steve, not the outcome that the Anaheim Ducks, not only team but faithful, set out to get. But at the end of the day, it's once again a game in which there's a lot of positives. You're going up against a really stacked Dallas Stars team. You're missing Henrique, and you continue to miss a big Alex Kilhorn, who was just a huge acquisition here this summer. So we continue to wait on his progress and look forward to for his return, because, you know, this is a Ducks team that, despite some of the injuries here early on, is looking very bright. They're continue to have stellar performances tonight. Leo Carlson, of course, at the top of the list, who just finished off a wonderful feed from Troy Terry, just under the reach and D-man stick there. And I mentioned it on the broadcast right after that wonderful call there from Steve Carroll up here. My partner just, really capped off a really wonderful play. He just put it so softly up in that short side corner, and it really just, I don't know, you gotta hope that just huge things to come from Leo Carlson, and you just saw that finish. I mean, what he can do with that puck and in a big moment, too. It didn't seal the win by any stretch of the imagination, but it certainly left fans with a positive outlook.
All right. Hey, we just want to remind everybody, Jack Daniel's, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. So make it count. Great sponsor on our postgame show. I have one more for you, Emerson, then we'll bring in Alexis Downey. And again, 714-940-2950. If you have questions in regards to the outcome of the game, what'd you think of the youngster, Carlson? Well, your question's answered by both Alexis and Emerson coming up. I just have one more for you, and this is kind of off the ice. I've really been impressed with our first two crowds. I have to tell you, this place has been packed. I didn't know what to expect coming off the season last year. I think there's a renewed enthusiasm for the hockey club that we have here, the changes that have been made, and this crowd deserves a standing ovation in my mind, because it's been fun to see it only two games in, and let's get a win for them hopefully on this road trip to Arizona, and maybe next week a couple of points, and see what it's like when we come back. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%, Steve. And it's just one of those things that it's not going to get any easier. That's for sure. You a lot of travel, a lot of finishing the games, getting out right away, early practice the next day, so on and so forth. So, you know, you just got to hope for this Anaheim Duck Hockey Club that they get rewarded, right? You want to see more outcomes like what you saw there against the Hurricanes last game there, and you thought it was going to be here tonight. They came out just flying, the Anaheim Ducks. They really had a game plan, and they set out to really accomplish that game plan. Fell a little bit short, but a lot of key takeaways. I thought Luneau was playing great. He played with confidence, pressured down, held pucks in on the O-zone blue. A lot of good things from him, and a lot of good 5-10-foot plays coming out of the D-zone as well. Leo Carlson just wanted it, right? And even that last chance, the last glorious chance he had there, partial breakaway, he just went right at him. Just pressured that puck, stick on puck, created that turnover. Fell just short of his second of the night, but once again, big things to come.
All right. Well, good job tonight, and I guess we'll see you on the bus and the plane tomorrow, huh?
Yep.
Heading to Tempe, Arizona for our next game, which comes up on Saturday afternoon, and we look forward to that. Arizona, and we've seen a lot of them already. That's three games in the books against them, all pretty entertaining. They were preseason, but I don't know. I get a sense that maybe the two teams don't like each other when you see them that much early, but we'll find out as that game comes your way at 1 o'clock with our play-by-play, 12:30 for our pregame coverage, and then back home here against the rough, tough, and very good Boston Bruin Hockey Club. That's a 5:30 game. We'll be on the air at 5 o'clock. So just everyone involved with the broadcast tonight, just an outstanding job. And we're going to go to Alexis right now since we already got the commercial break in. Alexis with Emerson, you guys do a great job. I'll be listening on my way home. The final, Dallas 3, Anaheim 2, and I'll talk to both of you in the next 24 to 48 hour period. Alexis, take it away.
Hey, thank you, Steve. This has been quite a fun evening, mostly from seeing Leo Carlson's very first NHL goal, but definitely a lot to unpack in this game. Emerson, I know you just went through some of your things with Steve on both sides of the ice, but let's go and listen actually to some of our text messages that we've gotten so far. I want to start with just one of our text messages before we get into some more of the game recap in this Anaheim Ducks post-game show. We received a text once again, our guy Rudy from Lake Elsinore. He is very reliable, has been sending us texts for almost all, I think actually all the games now. And he has a question for you, Emerson. Emerson, he said, do you think the Ducks need to play more harder in the offensive zone?
Well, they came out flying. They did exactly what they needed to do, at least for the first period, for sure. You know, after the first, you started to get into the penalty trouble. And once again, discipline continues to be, I think, maybe even a bigger issue when it comes to the question there from Rudy. So as long as they can somehow maintain, and once again, it's easier said than done, but that's the name of the game, is trying to put together a complete 60-plus minute hockey game. It's not easy to do at the highest level. In this case, it's the National Hockey League. So I like their offensive play. I like that you saw more set plays as far as goal line to that trigger slot area. A lot of backhand 5-foot sauces to that trigger area there. So I thought the overall game plan coming out of the game, 29 shots, it could have been. And what I thought the Ducks needed to do in order to come out with the victory here tonight was probably put up a 35 to 40 shot total, especially with the way Jake Oettinger was playing there in net, as expected, as he always is doing. So, yeah, I think the key here for that Anaheim Duck team is to, you know, get that 35-40 shot mark game in and game out, no matter who the opponent is. They fell just short of that, and I thought, once again, like that previous effort, I know they came out the win with Carolina there, but there's times where penalty trouble came into play and halted their momentum. I think as long as they can stay out of the penalty box, they can get to that 35 to 40 shot mark there and give them maybe some more success.
Well, Emerson, let's go back to that first period of play when the Ducks really just came out flying, as you noted. And especially on that Troy Terry goal on the rebound from Trevor Zegras' shot. Let's go back and hear that one.
The other side, Lubuchkin. Puck played near the Dallas bench. A shot, way out, rebound, score! Troy Terry got the rebound after the shot was let go from the high slot. Not much Ottinger can do. Terry gets the tally. Ducks have the lead, 1-0.
So the Ducks outshot Dallas in that first period. It was 17-7, Emerson. I mean, maybe the best period of play we've seen so far from the Ducks, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. And we saw a lights-out first period there, of course, against Carolina, where they tucked three first-period goals. So it matched that that same mindset, that same pace that we saw in that Hurricanes game. This team has just got to believe that, hey, I think that's what fans are expecting. There's a lot of young, bright talent here on this Anaheim Ducks roster. I think, that, of course, there's a lot of pressure being put on some of these marquee players, the Mason McTavishes, who are really looking to explode this this year for him, and really, you know, potentially, and in some of my earlier predictions, get to that 40-40, that 80-point mark. He's certainly skating as if that's going to be the case. A player who is, once again, expected to have that kind of production as well is Troy Terry, and I don't think his stride is talked about enough. He's got this efficient stride, something you see a similar out of Leo Carlson, just this efficient breakaway power that they have in each one of their strides that really allows them to attack that open ice, get off the wall, and really create chances for themselves. So long story short, you look at that Dallas team, they're deep. They got quite a bit of experience with Sagan and Ben, just to name a few, in and out of their lineup there. So it's a team in which they're a tough team. They went back and forth with Vegas that we've mentioned a couple times on this broadcast. And yeah, they're no joke. They're going to come out and play that hard-nosed style that they're known for each and every night. And yeah, the Ducks played I thought a great game. They got into penalty trouble at the end of the day. They just came up just a tad short, but a lot of key takeaways for this young Ducks hockey club.
Yeah, Emerson, thank you for reminding me of those three goals in the last game that we saw against the Carolina Hurricanes. Looking at Troy Terry's numbers tonight, a goal, an assist for 2 points, four shots by Troy Terry, too, so he was definitely contributing on that end. But moving into the second period of play, definitely a slower period for the Ducks, not necessarily getting to the net, only getting one shot in that period, much different than that first frame. And they spent a lot more time in their zone as Dallas was really picking it up, moving their feet more. So one thing that we did have a lot more of was John Gibson making some saves, including a big glove save on Joe Pavelski.
Out quickly, past the center. Pavelski up ahead. Oh, how about that save? Snapping glove save by John Gibson, and that against the Stars, Rolfe Hintz.
Saw more penalties from the Ducks in this period, and now I mentioned in game, and I felt like I kind of not necessarily kind of maybe jinxed it a little bit, but going into this game, the Ducks and Stars were two of the teams in the NHL that had not had a power play goal yet. Well, Dallas would go on to have two in this period, Rolfe Hintz getting one right after the Ducks had a too-many-men penalty that Trevor Zegras was in the box serving.
All right, Haskinen back forward. Well, it's been a precarious lead since the Ducks went ahead in the first period. And this game up for grabs. A chance to score, and they do. They take advantage of the minor on a fast-skating move towards the front of the net. Rolfe Hintz, a big part of that, scoring the tying goal, and it's a 1-1 hockey game.
Another big part of this game was Joe Pavelski, who would go on then to have another power play goal for the Dallas Stars in this period, redirecting it with his skate off Miro Haskinen's shot, who Haskinen definitely stood out in this one tonight, too, for the Dallas Stars. A goal and two assists for him as the first star of this game. Emerson, that second frame, just what happened with the team?
And you look at that score, John Gibson, he wants to win. We all know it, and he's certainly got some firepower, or at least more firepower, and some great young talent here on this squad in front of him to help do just that. So you look at that 3-2 score, and it's kind of the reminiscence of that Vegas Golden Knights game in Vegas, first game of the season, where it's a 3-1 game right before their empty net goal. And against these these good, talented, I don't care if it's Eastern Conference team or a Western Conference team, like, it's just you're only giving up three goals. In this case, how do you find ways to just score four goals against a darn good team? And certainly a goalie like Jake Oettinger, who was pretty stellar. He let up one early, of course, there, and not a whole lot that he could have done about that one. And Troy Terry's just foaming at the mouth, and he had three or four players around that net front ready to slam that thing home. But long story short, I mean, you touched on it, and I touched on it. It was the first key to the game, the Honda keys prior to the game. It's discipline. And, God, you not only get into some penalty trouble, just looking at the second period, you have too many men on the ice, which somewhat controllable. And who knows the coach player dynamic there, the communication changing hard is something that, or areas where you can clean up those too many men on the ice penalties, hooking for Zegras and a tripling there for Jakob Silfverberg, and they score on two of those, right? So it might not be the most penalty trouble. Sure, 6 minutes in that second frame of being down a man, that's not light per se, but they capitalize on them, and good teams will capitalize on those kind of opportunities. They did it right at the right time, and yeah, it killed a lot of momentum for this Ducks team.
Well, let's finish it off with that third period, and it got off on a hot start. Just 1 minute into that period, we saw Leo Carlson net his very first NHL goal in his debut tonight.
Here's Dallas regrouping after a quick change. Ducks did make a quick change as well. Jamie Benn is in there on left wing. Lost the puck, and Troy Terry will come to center. 2-on-1 developing. Here's Terry in front of the net. A shot. They score! And it's Leo Carlson with his first career National Hockey League goal. Big smile on his face, and the Ducks have tied it up early in the third. 2-2.
And let's talk more about Leo Carlson's goal just after this break, because I feel like I'm still so excited from it, and there is a lot to unpack from it, as well as some more text messages that we've got on the line. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Anaheim Ducks post-game show.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
They say the game starts when the puck is dropped, right? Wrong. NHL Preplay presented by GEICO is the game before the game. It's the free-to-play daily NHL Pick'em game. So how's it work? Every game day before the puck is dropped, answer up to 10 questions and earn points for a chance to win $50,000. It's that easy. Score big with the game before the game. Play today on the NHL app or at nhl.com/preplay.
Nitro Circus is ready to raise the roof for its epic 20th anniversary tour. The most explosive live show on the planet is coming to Anaheim on October 28th at the Honda Center. This controlled chaos, including action sports icons, will blow your mind. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Alex Kaloran, and you're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn and presented by Gettle.
Back with here with your Anaheim Ducks post-game show. We just had Leo Carlson's first NHL goal right before the break play. You heard Steve and Emerson's call. I'm sitting here now with Emerson. He was able to move out of the booth and sit next to me. Emerson, I was just so excited seeing Leo Carlson net that goal and seeing the pass from Troy Terry that led to that. I mean, this place erupted.
Yeah, it was just big-time plays from two big-time players. I mean, Troy Terry, you didn't know if he was going to kind of deceptively be looking over at Leo and end up shooting that one, because I tell you what, he was really finding holes in the D-man's triangles and really finding lanes to the net to get his shot off. And he really just he took it up a notch as far as intensity level. His skating was there. He was able to get more shots on net in this game. Not that he's, I mean, he's been a difference maker from this early on in the season prior to this game. But, you know, he was really finding ways to maximize each and every opportunity. And his shot volume was, of course, there tonight. So he really, I don't know, he fooled me. I wasn't sure if, once again, he was going to turn and just shoot that puck. But it looked like he waited to the last moment. That D-man stick almost got down to ice level in order to pick that one off. So some standout patience from Troy Terry. And I tell you what, that finish, it was a big-time finish. It was just soft and confident in the moment. It was a play in which you just saw all the opportunities that maybe Leo fell short in preseason. And this is, of course, his first game. I mean, not to wait X number of games in order to get your first goal. I mean, he's going to take this goal into the next one. And he picked off that one neutral zone play. And that's the great thing, as I mentioned earlier in this broadcast about Leo, is just his tenacity. It's very similar to that Troy Terry mentality of constantly moving his feet and wanting to go into the fire and not fear away from those traffic areas. Like, he's hungry for the puck. He wants to maximize those puck touches. And part of the reason why in those moments that he scored right there, he was just as calm as they come, putting that puck home. So I'm just as excited as you are, Alexis, about what's to come from Leo Carlson. We saw it on that play, and we'll see that many more times throughout the season.
And I was really happy, too, that his parents, Kenneth and Camilla, were here to see that as well. And you also touched on it, that takeaway in the neutral zone that led to almost another goal by Leo in that third period. Just some great play in his debut. We have a couple more questions that we got on the text line. I want to read them. The first one, the game was great. First period, I really thought we had it. We really need to keep the shots on goal up as the game goes on. So not necessarily a question, just a comment from one of our listeners. I agree, definitely. I mean, especially after that second period, just one shot on net. Again, going back to your keys for this game, you need to shoot the puck. And the second period, we didn't see that.
Yeah, early on in the frame, they came out of the gates shooting everything. I mean, to see that shot total early on, you know, one of the fears for players, coaches, is not being able to sustain that shot volume or overall good play. So it was certainly in the back of my mind. There's no shortage of games where Greg Cronin and that Anaheim Ducks coaching staff has maintained that solid play throughout the full game. We saw it early on in some of the preseason wins that the Ducks picked up. Certainly, obviously, that full 60-minute hockey game all the way to those two empty nets
net goals the last game against the Hurricanes. So without a doubt, this team is capable of really putting together three solid plus periods of hockey. It's just about doing it. It's easier said than done. We talked about the penalties and how, you know, consistently moving your feet and not utilizing those hands and sticks and those opportunities, keeping that stick on those ice, you know, getting stick on puck rather than in the air type of mentality that, you know, Greg Cronin and his staff is going to continue these practices coming up leading up to the Arizona game. And you got a good Boston Bruins team coming in. I mean, it's a month full of just top-notch caliber opponents that it's a test each and every practice. What went wrong in these games, as close as they are, you got to trust that the Ducks coaching staff is going to hit the ice in practice and work on anything and everything in order to get better.
We have another returning texter, Felicia. She texted us on Sunday. She said, I was at Sunday's game and had a blast. I was listening to the game and enjoyed it, but the guys kind of need to limit the amount of penalties. Felicia, yes, you are right here. I mean, five penalties that the team gave up again tonight, and Dallas capitalizing on two of them. Again, with that discipline, Emerson's harped on it a lot. I'm here to harp on it as well. It's really important to get those things down, especially so early in the season, playing these tough teams, knowing that they can put up goals on and shots. The shot volume in general is something that, after last season, something that the Ducks definitely wanted to cut down this year. So, I mean, I agree. The guys got to stay out of the penalty box. And against Arizona on Saturday, that's going to be tough. I know Steve touched on it that there is a little bit of bad blood between Arizona and the Ducks going back to last season. I was between the benches for one of the games last season. I saw it firsthand. That was a new experience for me. So just going into that game, knowing that Arizona is a new team this year too, and then playing another tough Boston team, the penalties need to be limited.
Yes, Alexis, it certainly sounds like no pushback on that comment regarding the penalties from you. I got to start off by, you know, what do you do in order to, okay, we're playing in Arizona, but when you're at home, Arizona's here, it gets into that feistiness level. I mean, you know, you're now up in the press box, but you're speaking in terms of that that grittiness, the back and forth after the whistle mentality between those two teams last year. I mean, how are you able to just withhold all those emotions there being ice level? I mean, that's I want to get your take on some of those tense moments there between those two teams.
Yeah, I mean, that was certainly a first time for me just being able to see the physical interaction down at ice level. But I think that it comes back down to the leadership that you have on the bench. When you have some of these veteran guys, they know how to reel it in, get the guys focused. And I think that's what we could see, or we could even see, you know, some of these veteran guys that are standing up for some of our younger players. If that's the case, then they're kind of in charge and taking over in that aspect. But I think it just comes down to leadership and the guys being able to listen and be disciplined and go on with the game, because they know that penalties have certainly hurt them in these first three games, and we can't continue to do that.
No, I think that's a great point. There's certainly no shortage of, just pure leaders on this team. One who is currently out and Alex Killorn, who part of the reason why they brought him over to Anaheim here. You got to thank Pat Verbeek, is he wants to show these young players what it really takes. And we're talking about penalties or trying to stay out of the box. That's just a great point, in a sense that in order to put together and string together a full 60-plus minute hockey game, making sure that you're never down a man, you're either on the power play doing big things, creating momentum in that sense, or 5-on-5. And I thought the forecheck was actually really good here tonight. It seems that most of the time they're running with a 1-2-2, but I thought that strong forward one, that F1 in, was relentless. If it didn't work the first or second time, it seemed that they would pick apart a little bit the Dallas D that third, fourth time around. So once again, they stayed on it at times. I think those details are really cool to see that you know, when it comes to the forecheck, whether it be neutral zone, offensive zone, they do it each and every time. There's no breakdowns or stretches of, God, you know, where was that F1? Or if they're running a 2-1-2, you know, where are those two guys, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's why we're seeing a different energy towards this Ducks hockey club. You know, certainly the turnout here tonight at Honda Center, it was a weeknight game, a Thursday night game. That's not to say, you know, Dallas doesn't draw some fans, because there's no shortage of Dallas Stars fans out there as well. But, you know, there's a certain level of energy that's different from years past that fans are certainly showing up excited about. We're excited. Mm-hmm. Our team up here in the booth, you know, calling these young stars here. And, no, certainly big things to come for this Ducks organization.
We have just a little bit more of your Ducks postgame show coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Ducks postgame show here on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
He fires a three.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffee House Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffee House Station. Just search Coffee House on TuneIn to listen.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world, made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a pain. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it.
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow
you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Back with your Anaheim Ducks post-game show here on DuckStream. Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Edom. The Ducks falling to the Dallas Stars 3-2 tonight, but a couple of bright spots once again from this game, especially that hot start. Leo Carlson's first NHL goal, Tristan Luneau's NHL debut. And hey, Emerson, I haven't asked you yet. What did you think of Luneau in this game?
Oh, I thought he was great. I thought he was making some very solid and sound plays coming out of the D zone in particular. He was winning battles. He was making risky plays, which is good to see. Like you're not seeing a player and you haven't seen it thus far, you know, really playing hot potato out there and utilizing his boards as his best friends per se, and he's patience in the pocket, you know, being able to put it under the pressuring forward or D's triangle at times. And there's been, and I keep complimenting the Jackson Lacombe and that kind of style of just when the pressure's on, net front scrambles, so on and so forth. I mean, we have a lot of young guys who are just in the pocket, just playing some or making some lights out plays. So no different from Luneau here tonight. He was really, whether it's pressuring down at the right times at the offensive zone blue line, keeping pucks in. He was really just seaming that puck and hanging on to it right just inside the ozone blue line at times under pressure. So it seemed that this stage, the bright lights, his first National mm-hmm. Hockey League action, it didn't faze him. And kudos to him. Like he sat out the past two, right? Just mm-hmm. You can just tell, like, he's not, oh, you know, what's going on in my situation. He understands that there's a deep prospect pool within this organization. And it shows how much of a student of the game he is, being able to execute a well-executed pregame skate as he did this morning. And I was able to see firsthand just the confidence there. He translated it into this game. So whether it was the defensive play, I didn't see any mistakes mm-hmm. From Luneau here tonight, and all positive stuff. And you know, I thought he was going to get rewarded. There was times where he was inching down, and whether it was strong side or weak side, getting in that action that we saw early on from him. So nothing but good stuff from Tristan Luneau.
You talk about that too, with the confidence in particular. That was something I remember. I spoke with him during training camp, just getting those preseason game reps under his belt, just feeling more confident, and then getting this opportunity. I mean, Jamie Drysdale's out of the lineup with a lower body injury day to day. Adam Henrique didn't play on the front end of the ice tonight, under the weather tonight. So definitely a different Ducks lineup that we saw. Tristan Luneau getting 15 and a half minutes of ice time tonight. He had a block shot. He had a hit. So definitely contributing on the defensive end too. And then it kind of goes back to our Duckstream Twitter polls, or X polls, as you might want to call it. But before the game, we put out one that said, you know, will either Carlson or Luneau record a point tonight in their NHL debuts? You all were correct, as you said yes, and Carlson did. Luneau was close. Unfortunately, didn't get his first point yet in the NHL, but definitely plenty of time for that still. That leads me to one more question that we have on the text line that we also got from Rudy from Lake Elsinore, one of our biggest fans here on this Anaheim Ducks post-game show. He said, why didn't the Stars get penalized when they knocked down the Anaheim Ducks player near the net? Rudy, I have to tell you, I don't know what play you're talking about. I think it probably was in the third period, but I don't know. Maybe you can be a little more specific next time for us.
Well, yeah, first and foremost, you know, we appreciate everyone
absolutely
tuning in, being interactive with this post-game show, and it's just the start. We're really getting into it and getting that outreach, so we appreciate you tuning in, and thanks for your overall support and participation. But, yeah, don't quite somewhat unfamiliar with the play in which you're talking about. It's just one of those things where bad breaks are going to go either which way. It's about playing to that final buzzer. The one thing that I find as a somewhat of a natural, just a human reaction at times is you're expecting a call, right? And you stop play rather than just fighting through it. Mm-hmm. If they call it, great. If they don't, we're just continuing on. So it's part of being in a winning culture and on a winning team. You spoke on, Alexis, the leadership that's now here, that's been here, and some new leadership helping out this young talent, and that's part of it. It's fighting through the tough times within the moment, calls maybe not being called your way, so on and so forth. And yeah, winning teams just find a way to be above that, move past that, and you know, play more in the offensive zone, create more chances, and overall through the full 60 plus minutes come out the win. So it's just one of those things where, God, there's so much good things that's going on with the systems and mm-hmm. and the overall plays that the coaching staff is laying out as a template for these players, and really the fight and the hunger that you're seeing a lot of these Ducks players rise to the occasion and just fight till the final buzzer. It's good to see. Sometimes, like in this case, you'll just come up short. There's nothing you can do about it. All they can do is go into practice tomorrow, clean some things up, and get ready to go for Arizona in at Mullet Arena, their 1 p.m. puck drop. So overall, good things to come, and it's not going to get any easier. This Arizona team has been playing great. They're young, they're hungry, and it's going to be quite the fight.
Yeah, like Emerson said, the next game for the Anaheim Ducks on the road at Arizona on Saturday. That will be a 1 p.m. Pacific time puck drop in the middle of your college football Saturday. Make sure to tune in to our Ducks hockey, and then we will be back here at Honda Center on Sunday to take on the Boston Bruins. But Emerson, I have to ask you, final quack of the night, as we like to do on this Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Do you have a final thought on the night?
Oh, God. Jackson Kuhn, he called in to my show, Eat 'Em Up, there just a few days back. And, God, he was right. He took this one, just in his opinion. I thought he was slightly off that the Dallas Stars were going to come home with the W. They did. This is not the last time that the Anaheim Ducks will face off against the Dallas Stars. So, Jackson Kuhn, you just wait on a tad here. We'll be back, and we'll be hungrier than ever. So don't try to big dog us quite yet, because we're coming back with vengeance.
Two more games to take on the Dallas Stars this season, so plenty of time for that. I think for me it was just seeing Leo Carlson score his first goal. And I also got a text from Jeff Merrick, who you heard on the pregame show, just in all caps, Leo, with exclamation points. So need to text Merrick back, but he definitely is very excited about the future here in Anaheim, as we all are. So thank you, everyone, for listening to your Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Alexis Downey, myself, and Emerson Edom, right here with me. They're closing up Honda Center, so it sounds like it's our time to get going. But don't go anywhere, too, because we will have your Ducks versus Stars replay coming up after the break. You are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Tailgate, Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gorger strikes quickly. The magic continues for
music.
TC.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes.
Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.